This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 28th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Department of Agriculture had plenty of information for the market to digest. Corn stocks on March 1 were put at 8.34 billion bushels, just a bit smaller than the average trade guess at 8.43. Soy supplies on hand, 1.84 billion bushels. The trade thought 1.83. Corn acreage was down 90 million acres compared to the average trade guess at 92 at last year's crop at 94.6 million acres. Soybean acreage forecast at 86.5 million acres. The trade thought 86.3. Last year's crop at 83.6 million acres. Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company says the numbers are in line with expectations.
We think they're close, Jeff. And as we look back, we saw a little less corn. Soybeans came out as expected. I think the profitability pressure that we've been enduring for the last really couple of months maybe shifted farmers away from the high input cost corn. But summer and spring weather will still determine where these markets go. Nearby, though, the corn market got a bid, and at least today we're higher on the news.
With regard to the stocks, both corn and soy, as expected, were higher. Were the numbers in line with what your company and others have anticipated with regard to feed use and exports and other disappearance?
Well, the feeding use in corn was a little higher than expected, maybe like about 1.65 billion bushels, up about 214 million bushels more than we were thinking. So whether it's a residual or the feed number is always the question. We don't know today. We'll know that more as WASDE makes an adjustments going forward. But feeding was a little better, or we can say last year's crop was maybe a little overestimated. We just don't know today. But the corn stocks number was positive. Soybean stocks came in right as expected, wheat being a little more than expected. So a little less feeding, maybe a little more corn feeding is the statistical lean, at least, of the markets after the USDA.
Commodity funds have been extremely short in these markets. Any reasons that these numbers would change their positions, or with the calendar moving closer and into planting advancing in the U.S.?
Well, it is the end of the month and the end of the quarter. I think the market's inability to drop is just starting to get the attention of these fund managers as we head into a new Northern Hemisphere growing season. The world wheat market is already up about $12 a ton, Russia and the European combined. So maybe that's the biggest change that fund traders are looking at. This could give the wheat market some rally, offer some support for corn. In soybeans, prices are still looking at the last 25% of the Brazilian harvest. They may struggle a little bit, but watch wheat very carefully. I think the world market is key to the price direction as we look to the grain.
Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company says the market's outlook will depend largely on how Southern Hemisphere weather treats the end of the soybean harvest in Brazil and Argentina, and as well how the growing season finishes for the corn crop. Looking ahead to next month, the Department of Agriculture and as well CONAB from Brazil will be offering new updates with regard to the size of the corn and soybean crop that could certainly be influential for markets as well. One big wild card in the marketplace as well as the export pace, and that's where Iowa Senator Joni Ernst would like to see greater attention from the Biden administration.
I'm just a very fierce advocate for reducing these trade barriers for U.S. products in markets abroad. But what we are seeing from the administration is that they have failed to prioritize our ag trade. That's why we're seeing these deficits. And I have joined my colleagues in calling on our U.S. trade rep, Catherine Tai, and our USDA secretary, Tom Vilsack, to increase our ag exports and make sure that we're improving competitiveness.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst outlining the agriculture trade deficit this year. Joni Ernst is the guest on this week's AgriPulse Open Mic. It is still available online at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their challenges. Learn more at Syngenta.com.
Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jack Daly.